a very freaky girl.
The flavor's coming out of her.
Super freak,
she's super freaky.
Get your freak on, get your freak on.
It's the Joe and Alex Show. One of my favorite things we do each week is Freak Show Friday, but I don't understand why we're doing this today, Alex.
I know. So we got an email late last night from Darren. And if you remember, Darren last week was the person that we felt like was trying to dupe us. And we were very confused because on our end, it sounded like it was a woman trying to pretend to be a man. And so we just felt like maybe they were trying to fake a story. And we kind of called them out. And a lot of people got upset about that. And Darren reached out to me via email and asked if they could come on the show because they had some things they want to say to us. So I am like, I don't know if we're going to get yelled at here or what.
I after last week, I really don't want to deal with it again.
It's a Freak Show Friday follow-up.
All right, which has never been done before. Good morning. I see here on line number 6, Darren, you're on the Joe and Alex Show for Freak Show Friday. Why are we talking to you again?
Hey, guys. I'm calling because I owe you an apology about last Friday. You all totally called me out, and I was using a voice change app to try and disguise my voice.
Whoa.
I told you it was weird.
We were right. Okay, wow, okay.
It clearly didn't work that well, and, you know, I don't even actually sort through my neighbor's mail. I don't know why I did it. Well, I mean, I guess I do. To be honest, I haven't really liked all of your show since you guys got here.
All right. Well, I mean, you're not alone. A lot of people do not like us. Go to Radio 9 100.9 on Facebook and see all the positive 1-star reviews.
Yeah, but just because you don't like us, I don't understand the correlation. Then why would you need to fake a voice and pretend to be a man and be fake on Freak Show Friday? I don't get it.
I mean, I'm just convinced that, like, all of those callers for Ask Alex and Freak Show Friday were fake, and I wanted to prove how easy it was to fake it.
Okay, explain that.
Okay, well, I mean, I downloaded this app, and it says you can change your voice, and, you know, I thought that would do the trick, but then you all started to call me out, and I tried to pretend to get mad and hang up, but, you know, I'm not an actress and not a good faker, and, you know, it kind of all crumbled from there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, people were getting mad at us because they thought we were bullying you. But this is the thing that people don't understand. It's like when you call the show and you talk to producer MYK and he tells you, hey, you got to, before you talk to Joe and Alex, you got to make sure your phone is off Bluetooth and off speakerphone because their equipment is super sensitive. Like what we could hear in our headphones was so much more severe probably than what people could hear coming out of their stereos and their radio, Joe. Like, wouldn't you agree? Like in our headphones, we pick up on different pitch changes and stuff that is so sensitive that I don't know that an average listener could hear in just their car. So we knew you were using
it. It was
something.
Clear as day that something was going on. It wasn't like your voice cracked, because everybody, men or women, can have their voice squeak or do whatever. There was something going on, like an electronic voice change or something that was not normal. And just, I mean, your story wasn't that freaky about necessarily looking into the mail. I mean, it's illegal, which I'm glad you're not doing, but we knew something was up.
Yeah, we knew something fishy was going on for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it wasn't as easy, you know, to lie as I thought it would be. And, you know, I've left a few comments on all your Facebook page and about how it's fake. And then I went into doing this. And, you know, after doing all of that and going through the process with you guys, I really see that you do care about making sure that, you know, your listeners get the true story and, you know, do everything to the best of your knowledge. So, you know, I guess you could have easily not said anything and just let me tell my fake story, but I saw all the comments on Facebook, you know, saying that, you know, you guys were disrespecting me and bullying me. And, you know, that's really why I just started to feel stupid about the entire thing, because, you know, I'm the one that was really being the bully in this situation.
I don't think you're being a bully. You just were trying to pull a prank. And I just, only thing I didn't like about that, like, I'm not hurt, but it really did get frustrating when people are like, you guys, that I love your show, but you got to stop picking on Darren or whatever. I'm like, listen, we can tell that something's going on here. This is fake, and I'm not gonna have that. So, I mean, are you guys apologizing then? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, I definitely needed to apologize because it just didn't seem fair the way that they were coming down on you because of something that I had started.
Well, I really appreciate that. And I'm still going to call you Darren. I'm not going to ask you to even give us your real name because of all the stuff that you've gone through and everything. I'm not going to make you out yourself like that. So we'll just call you Darren, and that's easier and less confusing for everybody involved. But if that's okay with you.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's more than okay. I'd be too embarrassed to give my real name at this point.
I really do appreciate your apology. That means a lot to me because I feel like we do get a lot of crap and shade thrown at us for the show, and people think that we are trying to like do some fake stuff or whatever. Sometimes we see those comments on Facebook, and like it's important for us to make sure that we are always as honest as possible with our listeners. And so I appreciate you pointing that out, that that is why we called you out, not to be mean to you, but because we really want the honest truth when we do these types of scenarios and calls.
I accept your apology too, like Alex. How did you do it though with the app? Like what can this app do?
Okay, well, there's, you know, a few settings. So the first one, of course, which I tried, is making your voice lower.
Can we hear what it sounds like?
All the way, like make it all the way low.
Okay, I can do that.
Hey guys, my name is Karen. This is my neighbor's mail.
Whoa.
That is a really low voice. Okay, are there, what else is on there? What's on this app for changing your voice?
There's a setting here for helium.
Oh, yeah, like you suck it in, okay.
Yeah, so it just brings it up really high.
Oh, hey guys, I'm just happy-go-lucky, positive, high energy.
All right, is there anything else on there?
Yeah, I have a setting for a robot.
Yes, do it.
So it's, you know, would be more for... Take me to your leader. We are not one of you.
Okay, that's pretty impressive right there.
Yeah, I mean, I have also a chipmunk here.
Like Alvin and the Chipmunks?
Yeah. You could just break out into full song, like,
I need a hula hoop.
You know, however that goes.
The haters are going to hate this, that you admitted that you lied and all this stuff. They're going to hate it because they wanted to be mad at us so bad. But I feel like you kind of owe us, Darren. I feel like your mail stuff was fake. We didn't really get a real freak reason out of you last week. So I feel like we need a real reason you're a freak this week because everybody has one.
Okay, let me think of something.
Okay, while you think, I think we got to go to break real quick and come back.
All right, hang on. We're going to continue. We've never done a follow-up before with Freak Show Friday. We're talking to Darren, who called in and just admitted that he pranked us last week. That was totally...
It's she now, but we're still calling her Darren. I know it's confusing.
Oh, God, I hate this. Anyways, we continue Freak Show Friday next on the Joe and Alex Show.